Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon from Claremore, Oklahoma. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team with their last non-conference tilt before they start the MIAA season. Matt Gorder along with you as the Northwest women take on Rogers State University in Claremore, Oklahoma. The Northwest women coming in with a 4-2 record after going 1-1 last weekend in Denver, Colorado in a classic there at Colorado Christian. For Rogers State, they come in with a 7-1 mark, an NAIA school working their way into Division II, but they are ranked 8th in NAIA coming into action this week. But it is Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State, our first of a doubleheader this afternoon along the Bearcat Radio Network, as the Bearcat men will prepare to take on York College at Bearcat Arena a little bit later on this afternoon. Again, it is Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State. We're back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Also coach some basketball here at Rogers State as well. But again, we are in Claremore, Oklahoma for this matchup, just a shade east of Tulsa, down I-44, and it is Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State in a women's matchup here today. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1979 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Laura Widmer came to the Maryville campus in 1976 and says some of her memories include watching the Bearcat football team.
My memories are night football, and we had lights on the stadium back then, and we had a really bad team, and we cheered on anyway, and then I remember shooting football and basketball when I was on the yearbook staff here at Northwest. So lots of great memories, and you know, lots of great instructors over the years, and lots of time spent in Colden Hall and then back then McCracken Hall.
Widmer returned to the Northwest campus in 1983 to teach in the Mass Communication Department and serve as Director of Student Publications until retiring from the university in the spring of 2012.
It was so marvelous just to be able to keep and expand and instill those traditions that we had with the yearbook and the newspaper, you know, when I was a student, and took those forward with some great staffs and some great award-winning publications over the years.
Whitmer says she enjoyed working with her students, both in the classroom and on the various student publications.
The students just have a passion for what they're doing, and so I think that that is one thing that kind of helps with, you know, history and to have those awards on the walls and students say, I'm going to beat that. It's that passion and it's that strive for excellence that I just love about the students here.
Whitmer now serves as the general manager of the Iowa State Daily in Ames, Iowa.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back on the pregame show before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. And, Coach, you guys coming off, you had almost a full week of practice. You've had some more time between games than what you really had previously. What's kind of the focus been this week for the team?
Well, just kind of some concentration, mental toughness. I thought we had some lapses in Denver that, you know, cost us a game again, kind of similar back to the William Jewell situation where we were in a game, we competed hard, but when the mental toughness came in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, we weren't, you know, at the peak of our game, and then our concentration wasn't very good, some things we drew up and then didn't go execute out of a timeout, those were a little bit disappointing, and in a close game, you've got to be really good in those situations. So we put them in a lot of situational type drills this week, end of game situations. You know, hopefully, I guess we're, I don't know, hopefully or not, maybe we're not going to be in a close game, but if we are, maybe we have a better result.
What else did you take away from the trip to Denver last weekend?
Well, it was a good trip. I mean, the kids, I think that's when you learn the most about them. They learn you about you as coaches, and you just get away, and all the distractions are gone. Obviously, no school with Thanksgiving. So we got to relax, have a good trip, played really well the first night, and really got after a Texas women's team. It was a little depleted, but we did what we needed to in that game. And then, you know, played Colorado Christian on their court, a good quality team. Didn't win, but put ourselves in a position to win, and now we've got to start taking the hurdles to actually win those games.
Talk about the importance of that. That's kind of one of those intangibles, as it's still early in the season. Teams are always trying to get to know themselves a little bit, but with the importance of that this year, getting away and just being together as a team.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, we're doing things different. Some of the kids have been around each other over the last 2 years, but, you know, it's still how we travel, the way we dress, how we eat, you know, just all those little things we're trying to teach them every chance we get. And 4 or 5 days on the road is a good opportunity to do that. So, yeah, no, we were pleased with the trip. It was a good trip, and it was pretty close to being great.
6 games into it, a couple of exhibitions as well. Where do you feel the most progress has been made with this team so far?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, we've come a long way, and each week I feel like we are truly getting better and better. So I'm starting to feel more comfortable, still trying to learn, still trying to put in some sets and different things offensively to help them score. But I think we've battled enough defensively each night that's given us a chance to win every time we take the floor. So if I'm most pleased with anything, it's probably that we're competing defensively at least to keep us in the game, to give us that chance to win late.
How big is it for you learning personnel and seeing them in game situations and things like that?
Yeah, well, and it's huge, and I still don't have the greatest feel, you know, and we like to draw stuff up early in the game, or here's what we scout, you know, we're watching the team, and let's try to attack this, and, you know, sometimes we sit around, and it takes several minutes to figure out exactly what we have to go attack what another team presents for us, so it's going to be a work in progress all year long, but yeah, you're right, each time we can take it up, play somebody else, get a different look, a different style, it just makes us better.
This Rogers State team you'll face today looks like it's going to be a good quality opponent. What do you anticipate seeing out of them?
Yeah, I think this is the best team we've played all year. We're playing them on their court. So they've got kids that can shoot the ball from the perimeter. They have athletic post players. They have a great post player inside that can score. They have the defensive player of the year in their league from last year and an All-American. So, yeah, I think we've got our hands full. They're going to play some man, maybe mix in some zone. We're going to have to be really good defensively because this will be the most potent offensive team we'll see all year.
You going into conference play starting next week, is it good to have some good quality opponents or some competition like that to make sure that you're ready for conference play?
Yeah, it is. This is the last step, I guess, before we go into Wednesday, Saturday in league play. We're back home, but we're still trying to develop this attitude and this swagger, as I tell them, that maybe we are going to be a quality basketball team, or at least we're going to work towards that. And they don't think that way yet, and we're working really hard to try to get that. But going on the road and winning a game like this would probably definitely be a step in the right direction.
All right, Coach, good luck this afternoon.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of Northwest Missouri State. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
The Northwest Missouri State University Art Department is having an art show and pottery sale Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th in the Fire Arts Building on the Northwest Missouri State campus. Associate Professor of Art at Northwest, Laura Cookie, says this is a biannual event.
The art show and pottery sale, we do this twice a year. It's always on the Friday and Saturday of the last week of classes. And what it is two things. One is that all the art students are invited to participate and display their work. It's held in the Fire Arts Building. So we have a display of, you know, paintings and photos and drawings and prints and sculpture and works from all the different media in the art department. And the other part is pottery sale. And the pottery sale is a long-standing tradition at Northwest where the ceramic students put together a group of work and they sell them off to the public. And so it's a big sale. We have a lot of times we have a lineup. It turns into sort of an open house event, and a lot of people from the community and from campus come to see the work and have a snack and buy pottery for Christmas for their family and friends. Funds that are raised at the pottery sale, 85% of the cash goes directly to the student that would have made the work that you buy, and 15% goes into Clay Club, if it is ceramics, and if it's any other media, that 15% goes into the Art Association. These are student clubs, and the money is sort of built up in an account it's a campus account built up over the years, and it's used for things like field trips and visiting artists and sort of special events that the students would be partaking in.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Claremore, Oklahoma with the starting lineups before this matchup between the Northwest women and Rogers State. First for Rogers State, Logan Froese is a 6'1 senior out of Claremore. Leah Smith is a 5'6" senior from Kansas City. She's their leading scorer, averaging a little over 11 points a game. Ari Silva is a 5'7" senior from Brazil. Also, Kelby Fritz, a 5'7" senior out of Benita, Oklahoma. May recognize her name. She transferred here from Missouri Southern. Adriana Leatherby is a 6-foot junior from El Paso, Texas. On the other side for Northwest, Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" freshman from Manila, Iowa. Ashley Nelson at 5'9", she is a sophomore out of Omaha. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" junior from Australia. Annie Matthews is a 5'10" sophomore from Plattsmouth, Nebraska. And Maggie Marnin rounding out the starting lineup for Northwest Missouri State, the 6'3" sophomore from Stewart, Iowa. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State, in our non-conference matchup for both of these teams. We'll be back with more from Claremore, Oklahoma after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. A bull born and raised at the R.T. Wright Farm at Northwest Missouri State University won Reserve Grand Champion at the American Royal Livestock Show November 4th in Kansas City. Northwest Department of Agricultural Sciences exhibited the bull along with a second bull, which won third place. The department also showed three heifers that placed second, third, and fifth in their classes.
The bull won grand champion as a calf at last year's American Royal Livestock Show.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson's, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in the Claremore Expo Center for this matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State this afternoon, as Northwest Missouri State in their last non-conference game before they participate in MIAA play starting next Wednesday against Lindenwood. For Rogers State, they will be out without one of their leaders today, Sierra Cornwell, the player that is coming in as one of the top defensive players maybe in the NAIA. Is not here for them today. She had a death in the family after their game on Thursday night, so she is not with the team today. So that will definitely take a little bit away from Rogers State, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Everybody here speaks really high of Sierra Cornwell and her ability to defend. She had come in with 23 steals so far this season. So they will not have her. And for Northwest Missouri State, we've seen them use some different starting lineups. We see Timber Schechinger, Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Annie Matthews, and Maggie Marnin in the starting lineup that was just announced here in Claremore a minute ago. As we mentioned earlier, it is a doubleheader today on the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State men will be facing York College at home at Bearcat Arena. That's a 3:30 scheduled tip, so hopefully you get an opportunity to get out there and take in the Bearcat men's basketball game against York. If not, we'll have it for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. That one will get started immediately following this matchup here between the Northwest women and Rogers State. They're introducing the Rogers State Hillcat starting lineup for this afternoon. The Northwest women's starters already out near midcourt awaiting the start of this one. But in the last road trip before the start of conference play, the last non-conference game for the Northwest Missouri State women, last week they had a 1-1 weekend at the Colorado Christian Classic in Denver, Colorado. Their loss in a close game to Colorado Christian, the host school, on a Sunday. So they're hoping to bounce back from that, go into conference play with the victory here this afternoon against Rogers State. They've got the starters for Rogers State introduced. Now they'll head over to the sideline, get some final words from their head coach, Roxanne Long, before this one gets started here this afternoon. Claremore also very near Tahlequah, not far from Tahlequah, Oklahoma, which will be a regular trip on Northwest Missouri State schedules. Of course, Northeastern State, a member of the MIAA now, and it was also a trip this Northwest women's team made in 2010 as part of the regional tournament in Tahlequah. So this is a familiar area for some Bearcat fans and players that were a part or knew of the program back in 2010 as well. We're set to get this one underway. Maggie Marnin steps into the center circle across from Adriana Leatherby. Leatherby at 6 feet, Marnin at 6'3" for Northwest Missouri State. We're set to go. The ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Northwest. Monique Stevens goes right to left, running the point for the Cats. She'll be picked up at midcourt by Leah Smith. Now out to the top of the key for Andy Matthews. Dribbles over to the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to the right wing, Nelson. Top of the key for Stevens. On to the left side, Schechinger. Now to Nelson, top of the key. She'll dribble to the left wing. Get it to Schechinger in the corner. A three on the way, too strong. And the rebound on the backside for Kelby Fritz. For Roger State. Long pass cross court right side for Smith. Looks inside. Throws it off the fingertips of Logan Froese. Froese, their post player and leading rebounder. Also averages just under 10 points a game. And full court pressure now coming from Roger State. As that ball sailed out of bounds on the baseline. Stevens takes the inbound. They back off the man-to-man pressure. And Stevens gets it across the timeline. Works it to the top of the key for Matthews. Matthews onto the right side. Marnin. She's beyond the arc. On the wing, to the left side, Nelson. Thought about a three, instead drives with it. Gives it up for Matthews. On the perimeter, over to the right side, Schechinger. Looks inside of the high post for Matthews. It is knocked away. Goes into the corner and chased down by Leah Smith. Adriana Leatherby was the one to knock it away for Roger State. Now Smith on the drive. Kicks it out to Fritz, left wing. Out to the top of the key for Froese. On to the right wing, Silva. Silva holds it above her head, fakes right, goes left with a couple of dribbles. Now into the corner for Fritz. Touch pass down low. Froese trying to go up with a shot. It's knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Both Marnin and Matthews there defensively for Northwest. And an inbound coming for Rogers State on the baseline right. Fritz will step out to inbound it. Again, the transfer from Missouri Southern. So Northwest is familiar with Kelby Fritz. Down the right side of the lane. A drive and a shot by Leah Smith is good. So, first points of the game go to Roger State. Some pressure in the backcourt as Matthews takes a pass. Middle of the floor, brings it across the timeline with a dribble. Lob pass down to Marnin, overthrows her. She comes down with it, out to Schechinger, top of the key for Stevens. Starts a drive, tries to go to the high post right, gets it there for Matthews after being tipped. Now to Nelson, on the drive, the runner no good. Rebound Matthews, follow off the glass, good for Annie Matthews. That will tie the game at two. Some pressure in the backcourt by Northwest Missouri State as Roger State gets it through a double team. Smith down the left side of the lane. Layup off the glass. Good for Leah Smith. She has the first 4 points for Roger State. A two-point lead for the Hillcats. Northwest Missouri State with it. Left side open. Nelson takes a three and knocks it down. Ashley Nelson with her first points of the game. Her team leading 16th three of this season. And it's a 5-4 lead for Northwest Missouri State. On the right side of Silva, goes on the drive, up with a shot knocked away by Maggie Marnin, but Marnin will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Marnin. And it will result in a couple of free throw attempts for Ari Silva, the senior out of Brazil. She's 9 of 12 at the free throw line this season. Again, Roger State coming in with a 7-1 record this year. It's the first free throw by Silva is good. Last year, Silva set the single season three-pointers made record for Rogers State. So a very good outside shooter. She's hit 12 so far this year. Second free throw is also good. So she gets her first 2 points of the game. Makes it a 6-5 lead for Rogers State. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball just over 2 minutes in. Monique Stevens across midcourt to the right side for Nelson. She brings it top of the key. Now on to the left side for Schechinger. Schechinger back to Nelson, this time in the right corner. She goes on the drive by Fritz, inside to the high post. Matthews into the left corner, Stevens. Stevens up to the wing, Nelson into Matthews. A dribble, a shot on the left side, no good. But a foul against Adriana Leatherby will result in a couple of free throw opportunities for Annie Matthews for Northwest Missouri State. 17:32 to play in the first half. Right now a 6-5 lead for Roger State, but Matthews with an opportunity to change that as her first free throw, though, off the back of the rim. Now 6 of 11 on the season at the free throw line. She'll get a second opportunity here. And that one is on the way. And that one off to the right. The rebound inside for Logan Froese. Froese will get the outlet ahead to Smith. Smith almost had it taken away from behind by Stevens. Gets it to Froese. Fires a pass underneath. The layup by Adriana Leatherby is good. First points of the game for Leatherberry. And it is an 8-5 lead for Rogers State. Stevens across the timeline with it. To the high post for Matthews on the left side. Looking at Marnin, not there. Back to Stevens, top of the key. Stevens fakes a pass right. Now we'll go that way with it to Schechinger on the wing. Guarded by Fritz. Schechinger with a couple of dribbles. Now to Matthews near the left corner. She brings it up to the wing, hands it for Nelson. Nelson drives to the baseline, bump, throws a pass that's tipped by Froese. It goes out of bounds into the Rogers State bench, and it will belong to Northwest. As Merritt E. Scott checks into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State, Larry L. Giles checks in for Rogers State. Inbound from this sideline near the corner. Comes in to Stevens, out between the circles. Top of the key. Three on the shot clock as she drives to Scott on the baseline. Tries to throw a pass that's taken away. Logan Froese with the steal, and then her outlet pass. Kelby Fritz tried to save it inbounds. Goes over the top of the Northwest bench. Did not catch up to it, so it will be Northwest Missouri State basketball. 16:44 to play in the first half. An 8-5 lead for Rogers State. Stevens will walk it across midcourt. Be picked up between the circles by Smith. Now to Matthews. Over to the right side. Stevens takes the long three. It's off right. Rebound underneath. Knocked away from Merritt E. Scott. Out of bounds. Larry L. Giles. It looked like she was the one to knock it away from Scott, but they're going to give Rogers State the basketball. Full court pressure. It comes into Fritz. Ahead on the left side for Smith. Smith back to Fritz. She's across the timeline. Now over to the left side for Smith. Smith on the wing. One dribble. Now out between the circles for Giles. Giles works it right to Silva. Silva with a crossover. Gets it to Fritz between the circles. Fritz will put it on the floor to the left wing. Tries to get a pass inside that's knocked away. Nelson out of there with it for Northwest. Across the timeline right in transition. Underneath gets it to Scott. Layup by Scott. Good off the glass. Merritt E. Scott with her first points. And it's an 8-7 game. Rogers State with the lead. And then Scott trying to get a steal from behind from Smith. Knocks her to the floor. So Scott will be called for her first foul. Team second, so an inbound for Rogers State with 15:58 to play in the first half. It's an 8-7 lead for the Hillcats. Inbound comes on the right side for Froese. She gives it back to Silva, and Silva to Fritz. Fritz between the circles sets the offense to Silva right side, working against Monique Stevens. Crossover on the drive, bounce pass down low. It's off the fingertips of Annie Matthews, who tipped it away from the intended recipient, Larry L. Giles. And the inbound will come from Kelby Fritz on the baseline left. Lobs it out top of the key for Giles. Giles looked inside. Nothing there. Over to the right for Silva. One dribble for her. Skip pass to the left corner. Fritz with it there. Puts up the three, and it's good for Kelby Fritz. Her team leading 14th three of the season. First points this afternoon. A four-point lead for Rogers State. Pass inside to Maggie Marnin. Is tipped by Froese. Goes off the backboard. And then Marnin pulled to the ground hard as she tries to go up with the shot. Draws the foul. This will go against Logan Froese, her first, team second, and two opportunities for Maggie Marnin for Northwest Missouri State. Marnin, 11 of 12 at the free throw line so far this year. First of two attempts here is good. Nothing but net for Marnin, her first point of the ball game. 15:27 to play in the first half. It's an 11-8 lead for Rogers State. And a second free throw coming up for Marnin, as Clarissa Cannon checks into the ball game for Rogers State. Second free throw won't go, and the rebound for Cannon. She gets the outlet ahead to Silva. Silva with a crossover to the right side, down the lane, now picks up the dribble in a double team. Gets it out to Fritz on the wing. Skip across to the left side. Smith puts up a three, and it's nothing but net. And a timeout for Northwest Missouri State. 7 points for Leah Smith. It's a 14-8 lead for Rogers State. 15:13 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsons in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsons at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, 14-8, Rogers State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. First of a pair of basketball games this afternoon for you as the Northwest men are at home against York College. We'll have that one immediately following this game from Bearcat Arena. Merritt E. Scott with it, top of the key for Northwest, onto the left side and away from the ball. A foul on Annie Matthews, setting a screen on Kelby Fritz. That'll be the first on Annie Matthews. Third team foul against Northwest. And Rogers State will have it with 15:02 to play in the first half. The inbound comes ahead to Silva. Stays away from Stevens with the dribble. Now Stevens takes an elbow to the mouth and over to the left corner. Silva with it to the high post. Gets it for Giles. Giles out to Fritz on the right side. Right now Stevens having a hard time seeing after taking that shot to the mouth. And a three from the right corner is good. Leah Smith has knocked down a couple of threes. She's got 10 points, and it's a 17-8 game. Roger State with the lead over Northwest. Bearcats with the basketball. Annie Matthews on the left side at the top of the key on the dribble. Stevens shoved to the floor. No call. Now a drive by Maggie Marnin, and the shot good inside. It's 3 points for Marnin, and it's a 17-10 game. Roger State with the lead in the basketball. On the right side, Smith gets it to Silva. Pass inside, taken by Marnin, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Actually, I think it was right on the ball. It was Clarissa Cannon giving a shove to Maggie Marnin, who came away with the steal. But the foul on Cannon will be her first, team's third. And Timber Schechinger checks back into the Northwest Missouri State lineup, taking the place of Ashley Nelson. 14-15 to play in the first half. It's a 17-10 lead for Roger State. Northwest ball. Stevens brings it up the floor. She crosses the timeline to the top of the key for Annie Matthews. Knocked out of her hands, but she pulls it out of the air. Now we'll put it on the floor. Give it to Schechinger on the right wing. Schechinger with a couple of dribbles. Goes on the drive through the lane. Layup off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. First 2 points of the game for Schechinger, and now a foul on the full court press for Northwest. Merritt E. Scott with the reach. That'll be her second. Fourth team foul. Roger State will inbound against the pressure once again. 13:52 to play in the first half. A 5-point lead for Roger State. Fritz takes the pass ahead. Down to the baseline. Stops. Jumper off the glass is good for Kelby Fritz. 5 for Fritz. 17-12 the lead for Roger State. Now quickly ahead to Maggie Marnin. Marnin can't hang on to the pass. It goes off of her hands and out of bounds. And back to Roger State. Rissiana Walker, a 5'3 senior out of Kansas City, checking in for Roger State. Ashley Nelson back on the floor. Merritt E. Scott to the sideline. Ashley Fair will check in to see her first action. Takes the place of Monique Stevens. And Stevens to the sideline, still bothered by that elbow, that accidental elbow she took a little bit earlier. Inbound to Smith. She gets it middle of the floor. Ahead for Cannon. Cannon across the timeline with a dribble over to Fritz on the right sideline. Fritz will bring it out near midcourt. Nelson pops out defensively. Now Fritz by her over to the left side. Smith on the wing. She goes on the drive. Tries to get it down to Cannon. Cannon bobbles it. Gets it to go and draws a foul. And so a 3-point play opportunity coming up for Clarissa Cannon. The foul on Maggie Marnin is her second. 15 foul. And stepping to the free throw line goes Clarissa Cannon again with a 3-point play opportunity. She's 24 of 33 at the line, so she spends a lot of time at the free throw line. And Alexis Bay will check into the lineup for Northwest. The 6'1 senior out of Lenexa seeing her first action this afternoon. And the free throw attempt by Cannon is good, so she converts the 3-point play. Makes it a 22-12 game. Roger State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 13-15 to play in the first half. There between the circles to Matthews. Top of the key over to Bay on the right wing. Gives it up for Thayer. Now top of the key, Schechinger. Schechinger goes on the drive, kicks it out for Thayer on the right wing. Over to the left for Matthews. Top of the key, Nelson. A quick three on the way. That one off right. Rebound inside for Clarissa Cannon, who was bumped to the floor by Ashley Thayer. Thayer called for her first 16 foul. Now into the lineup, Taylor Jeffs. For Roger State. Jeffs takes the place of Ari Silva. And also back into the lineup, Rysian Walker, and an inbound coming for Roger State. Inbound comes to Jeffs. Jeffs will give it back to Giles. Giles ahead on the left side, Smith. Smith still in the backcourt with the crossover, gets by Thayer, now stops between the circles. Works it over to the right side on the wing. Finds Jeffs. Jeffs to the top of the key. Gets it to Walker. Walker picks up the dribble. Looks inside. Not there. Over to the left for Jeffs. Now top of the key. Smith has the dribble knocked away by Thayer. Thayer picks it up, as does Smith. The held ball and the possession arrow. It will be Roger State basketball. Now into the lineup for Roger State. Logan Froese checking back in. And Adriana Leatherberry checks back in as well. Inbound will come from the baseline right from Rissy and Walker. Walker tries to go to the free throw line, knocked away by Nelson, picked up by Schechinger. Schechinger trying to get through traffic, the ball knocked away. Nelson will pick it up in the front court, goes up with the runner, can't get it to go, but Nelson does draw a foul. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. The foul is called on Taylor Jeffs. That is the first on her. Fourth team foul. And again, Ashley Nelson to the line to shoot two. She's 10 of 13 from there this season. She's hit a three-pointer in this game already. Her first free throw off the back of the rim. So the Cats, right now, just 1 of 5 at the free throw line to start this game. Ari Silva checks back in, takes the place of Leah Smith. And Nelson will get a second free throw. Cats down by 10. The free throw is up, and that rattles out. Rebound for Adriana Leatherberry for Roger State. Gets it out for Silva. Silva will dribble it to the left side. Now spins. Wanted to go to the top of the key. Can't. Still spinning with it. Now gets it out between the circles for Leatherberry. She gives it up to Walker. Walker over to the right wing. Looking inside, nothing there. Over to the left for Silva. Lob pass down low. Froze with a dribble. Shot high off the glass. Won't go. Rebound saved inbounds by Alexis Bay to Annie Matthews. Northwest the other way. Bearcats down by 10. Fair to the top of the key, over to the left for Nelson. Down low, gets it to Matthews. Matthews with a couple of dribbles, a shot fake. Shot over froze. Too strong. Rebound tipped out to the wing. Fair puts it up. The three-pointer up from the right wing and knocks it down. Ashley Fair with her first points of the game, her seventh three of the season. And it's a 22-15 lead for Rogers State with 11:37 to play in the first half. Across midcourt comes Rissian Walker. Now inside to Froze. Froze, spin move, shot up, and good for Logan Froze. First points of the game for Froze, 24-15. Roger State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Northwest with the basketball. Thayer calls out the offense from midcourt. Now spins, dribbling against Walker. Over to the right wing for Matthews. And away from the ball, we've got a foul call. This one will go against Ari Silva. That'll be the first on Silva. 15 foul. And the inbound from the baseline right will come from Ashley Thayer. 11-12 to play in the first half. Into Matthews, tipped away by Froze and picked up by Silva. Silva the other way, a layup off the glass, good. 4 points now for Ari Silva and another timeout for Northwest. 11:05 to play in the first half, 26-15, the lead for Rogers State. We're back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, Northwest Missouri State women trailing Rogers State 26-15 with 11:05 to play in the first half. And it looks like one of the officials looking for a contact. And they're going to go ahead and get back into play here. Not really sure who might have lost a contact. Nobody acting like they did. But Northwest with the basketball. Thayer across midcourt with it over to the right side for Matthews. Matthews into the right corner. Gets it to Schechinger. Schechinger up to the wing. Skips a pass across that is tipped by Silva into the backcourt. Thayer will chase it down for Northwest. Bring it back up the floor for the Cats with 10 on the shot clock. Into the left corner, Nelson. Drive on the baseline. Up with the runner. No good, but they call an offensive foul against Ashley Nelson. That'll be the first on Nelson. Seventh team foul. And it will be Rogers State basketball. The Hillcats with a 26-15 lead. Cross midcourt. Silva with a bounce pass to Froze on the right wing. Froze back out to Silva. Takes one dribble. Gives it up between the circles for Walker. Walker working against Thayer. Dribbles over to the right wing with it. Now picks up the dribble. Throws it middle of the floor. Nearly taken by Nelson, but it's picked up by Leatherberry. Onto the right wing, Walker. Walker with a dribble. 7 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Froze. Over to the left side. A 3 on the way. Off the back of the rim. Rebound for Timber Schechinger for Northwest. Knocked away by Walker. It's picked up on the near side by Froze, and she'll hand it for Walker as Rogers State resets. Walker out to the top of the key, Leatherberry. Onto the left side. Gets it into the corner for Silva. Skip pass to the right corner. A 3-pointer on the way from Taylor Jeffs, and it's good. Jess with her first points of the game, and it's a 29-15 lead for Roger State. Nelson with it top of the key. Gives it up for Thayer between the circles. Thayer over to the right for Matthews. Matthews with a couple of dribbles down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out for Schechinger on the wing. Into the corner for Matthews. Matthews brings it up to the wing. Top of the key for Nelson. Over to the left side, Thayer. Now top of the key, Bay. On to Nelson, right side. Up with a shot just inside the arc. It's good for Ashley Nelson. That's five for Nelson. 29-17, Roger State with the lead in the basketball. Silva pushes it up the floor. Tries to go up with the shot. Doesn't get it to go, but draws a foul. She'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. The Northwest foul is called on Ashley Thayer. That's the second on Thayer. 18 fouls against Northwest. And Silva will step to the line to shoot two. She's hit both free throw attempts she's had in this first half so far. 9:20 to play in the half. First free throw is good. Five for Ari Silva. Denise McEnany checks in for Northwest along with Monique Stevens. Matthews and Thayer go to the sideline, and Silva, senior out of Brazil, will have a second free throw attempt. Trying to increase a 13-point lead, and does. Six now for Silva, and it's 31-17. Roger State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 9:18 to play in the first half. Monique Stevens across midcourt with a dribble. Gets it to the free throw line for Schechinger. Dribbles across the lane. Now ball off her foot. McEnany goes to the floor after it. Gets it to Schechinger, who throws it away. Taken away by Silva. She'll have a layup the other way, and it's good for Silva. Eight for Ari Silva. 33-17 the lead for Roger State. Stevens across midcourt. Tries to go to Schechinger between the circles. She tips it to herself. Over to the left side for Nelson on the wing. Out top of the key, McEnany. Starts a drive down the right side of the lane. Kick out in the corner, Stevens. Up to the wing for Schechinger. Schechinger back to the corner for Stevens. Fakes right, goes left into the lane, and she's bumped as she tries to go through a double team. Foul call will come against Roger State. It'll be their sixth team foul. It will be the first on Rissian Walker. The inbound will come on the baseline right. Nelson steps out to inbound. Does to McEnany on the right side. Gets it back to Nelson in the corner. Puts up the three. That's short. Rebound tipped by Schechinger. Chased in the corner. Saved inbounds. Nope, she stepped on the sideline. Arielle Giles tried to save the ball inbounds, but couldn't. So Northwest will inbound down near the corner on the right sideline. 8:30 to play in the first half. 33-17 the lead for Roger State. Kelby Fritz back in for the Hillcats along with Leah Smith. Walker goes to the sideline along with Jeffs. Inbound coming from Nelson. Down near the corner. Looks inside. It's tipped away. Goes out of bounds. Smith got a hand on the basketball. Trying to get it to Monique Stevens. So now an inbound underneath the bucket right side. Stevens will step out to inbound. Looked at Schechinger inside. She pops out to the left corner. Takes the inbound pass. Out to Nelson. Now to the high post for Bay. And Bay is fouled from behind. Logan Froese will be called for her second. Seventh team foul. So a 1-1 opportunity coming up for Alexis Bay for Northwest Missouri State. Clarissa Cannon will check back in and take the place of Froese. By all accounts, Froese the best all-around athlete on this Roger State team, leads tied for the team lead in rebounding, averages 9.5 points a game. Bay at the line for the 1-1, the front end off the back of the rim, so the struggles continue for Northwest at the line, but they get the rebound. Bay gets it back, goes up with the follow, no good. Rebound this time for Roger State. Fritz gets it over to the left side for Silva. Silva to the top of the key. Giles onto the right side. Smith. Back out top, Fritz, open, a three on the way, good for Kelby Fritz. Another timeout for Northwest Missouri State. Kelby Fritz with her second three of the game, and it's a 36-17 lead for Roger State. We'll be back to Roger State in Claremore, Oklahoma, after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, the Northwest Missouri State women trailing Rogers State 36-17. 8:06 to play in the first half. We've got a couple of games coming up for you today along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State men a little bit over an hour away from tipping off against York College at Bearcat Arena. Hopefully you get a chance to get out to Bearcat Arena to see that matchup. If not, we'll have it for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. John Coffey will have the call there. We'll be heading to John immediately following the conclusion of this game here in Claremore. In 36-17, the lead for Rogers State over the Northwest Missouri State women. And the Northwest, both Northwest teams will be starting conference play on Wednesday against Lindenwood. Northwest with a basketball coming out of the timeout. Monique Stevens brings it up the floor. Works it over to the left side for McEnany on the wing. Down to the baseline, Schechinger. Kick out for Bay. Into the corner, Schechinger. She starts a drive, gets it up to Stevens, top of the key. Head and shoulder fake, a drive. She loses a handle on the basketball, rolls to Bay. Out to Schechinger on the wing. 10 on the shot clock. Pass inside, taken away by Clarissa Cannon. Cannon gets it out to Fritz. Fritz pushes it up the floor, pins it on her hip, and will be called for a double dribble. So that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State with 7:37 to play in the first half. Annie Matthews back into the Bearcat lineup. Schechinger will get a breather for Northwest Missouri State. Stevens will bring it up the floor for Northwest. She'll be met between the circles by Leah Smith. To the top of the key for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble. Over to the right side, Bay. Now to Stevens in the corner. Took one dribble. Gets it up to Raquel Goldson. Over to the right corner. Stevens on the drive. Up with the runner in the lane. And it's good for Monique Stevens. First points for Stevens. And a delay of game warning going against Northwest for tapping the basketball after it came through the bucket. Something you don't see too often. It's a 36-19 game. Rogers State with the lead in the basketball. 7:10 to play in the first half. Fritz with it on the right side. Gives it up for Smith on the wing. Guarded by Stevens. Tries to go on the drive to the baseline. Bounce pass across the paint. A shot from 8 for Giles. No good. Rebound for Andy Matthews for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens. She's across midcourt on the dribble. Now to Matthews at the top of the key. Matthews works it over to the right side, to the elbow. Now kicks it out on the wing for Stevens. Lob pass inside Matthews, out to Bay, over to Goldson. Goldson thought about a drive. Now kicks it right side. Stevens will take a three. That one's too strong. Rebound saved inbounds by Silva. Gets it to Clarissa Cannon. Cannon with the outlet ahead to Smith on the left side. Smith guarded by Stevens. Will get it to Cannon, top of the key. Wants to go right with it. Does for Silva. Silva will put up a long three, and it's good for Harry Silva. First three of the game for Silva, 11 points in this ball game for her, and it's a 39-19 lead for Rogers State. Northwest Missouri State with it, 6:13 to play in the first half. Top of the key, Stevens, over to the right wing, lobs a pass inside for Matthews. Matthews takes a dribble, spins, kicks it out. Goldson, right wing three on the way, off the front of the rim. Long rebound, chased in the corner. Goldson gets there at the same time as Lariel Giles. Giles knocks it out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will have it as Mary D. Scott checks into the lineup for the Bearcats. Inbound will come on the baseline right with 6:02 to play in the first half, a 20-point lead for Rogers State. The inbound from Monique Stevens comes out to Scott on the left side. Beyond the arc, started a drive, brings it back on the wing. Kicks it across right for McEnany. In the corner, Stevens, a three on the way, off the back of the rim. Rebound, and Alexis Bay called for a foul. That'll be the first on Bay. 19 foul against Northwest. So they'll come to the other end for a one-and-one opportunity. As we pause here, 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Through the Hughes Family Foundation, the Hughes recently gave $100,000 to assist Northwest Talent Development Center and fund training for student staff. The Hughes gift will also help the TDC purchase furnishings and fund facility improvements that will enhance its collaborative learning environment. The TDC is housed on the second floor of the B.D. Owens Library and shares space with Northwest Writing Center, a unit sponsored by the Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages.
State 5:53 to play in the first half, and the second free throw in and out won't go, but the rebound knocked out of bounds by Clarissa Cannon, so Northwest Missouri State will have it. Monique Stevens will bring it up the floor this time for Northwest. She brings it across midcourt right side. Now to the top of the key, over to the left side for Bay. Bay for Scott. Scott with a bounce pass inside. Matthews tries to go up with a shot, draws the foul. This one will go against Lariel Giles. That'll be the first on Giles. 18 foul and a couple of opportunities for Annie Matthews at the free throw line. She missed on two earlier in the half. 5:39 to play in the first half here. 40-19 the lead for Roger State. First one for Matthews off the back of the rim. Cats as a team have only hit one free throw so far this afternoon. One of nine at the free throw line. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the back of the rim as well. Rebound to Lariel Giles, and Giles will get the outlet for Fritz. Fritz brings it up the floor for Roger State. They lead by 21. Across the timeline, gets by McEnany, loses the dribble on the left wing, picks it back up to the baseline. Now out to the free throw line, Leatherberry to Fritz, who goes on the drive, stripped to the basketball. She tried to go up for the pass. Stevens out of there with it, leads the break. A two on three, she spins, gets it out. McEnany on the left wing, goes on the drive to the baseline, back to McEnany, up top of the key. She goes up with a three, no good. Long rebound for Stevens. Out to the right wing, drives, 10-footer, good for Monique Stevens. Stevens knocks it down from the right side. 4 points for her, and Roger State will push it up the floor. Over to the left side, Smith with it. 40-21, the lead for the Hillcats. Now inside it goes. A shot off the glass, no good for Leatherberry. Rebound on the backside for McEnany for Northwest. Outlet goes ahead to Stevens. Tries to go in the right corner for Scott. It's tipped by Smith, picked up by Jeffs. Pass thrown ahead, and an offensive foul called on Taylor Jeffs after she threw the pass. She knocked Monique Stevens to the floor. That'll be the 19th foul, but with a team control foul, it'll just be an inbound for Northwest Missouri State. Chrissian Walker checks back in for Rogers State. And Annie Matthews inbounds to Stevens in the backcourt for Northwest. 4:39 to play in the first half, a 40-21 lead for Rogers State. Stevens with it on the right wing. Looks inside, nothing there. Now tries to go down there again, does so for Matthews. Drives along the baseline, spins on the block, tried to go to Scott, cutting through the lane. It's off her hands and picked up by Taylor Jeffs. Rogers State the other way, pass ahead is tipped, picked up in the paint by Cannon, and Cannon with an offensive foul knocking Stevens to the floor. So Monique Stevens has drawn a couple of offensive fouls here in the last minute or so. It's the second on Clarissa Cannon. It is the 10th team foul, so both teams will go into the double bonus. And for Northwest, Stevens will take the inbound and bring it up the floor. We're at the Claremore Expo Center here in Claremore, Oklahoma for this matchup this afternoon for the Northwest Missouri State women. Meredith Scott with it on the right wing. Now gets a screen by Bay and is left open. Puts up a three, knocks it down. Meredith Scott with 5 points. And it's a 40-24 game. Roger State with the lead in the basketball. Inside 4 minutes to play in the first half. Over to the left wing. Jeffs gets it out top of the key. Leatherberry lobs it down low to Cannon. Cannon goes up with a shot, knocks it down. Five for Clarissa Cannon. 42-24, Roger State lead. A pass ahead is tipped out of bounds as Taylor Jeffs gets a hand on it. So an inbound coming for Northwest Missouri State on the far sideline. And a timeout here for Roger State. 42-24, Roger State's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 3:44 to play in the first half. We'll be back to Claremore, Oklahoma in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
We're back in Claremore, Oklahoma. 3:44 to play in the first half here. Roger State with a 42-24 lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Stay with us after this ball game. We will go right to Bearcat Arena as the Northwest Missouri State men will take on York College in their last non-conference game before getting into conference play on Wednesday against Lindenwood. But again, John Coffey will have that broadcast for you. We'll go to Bearcat Arena right after this one is complete. here in Claremore. Rogers State shooting very well in the first half of this one, helping them out to this lead. Right now, they have hit 79% from the field. They are 15 of 19 to get to their 42 points that they have in this first half. On the other side, the Bearcats not shooting too bad. They're shooting 47%, but again, 79% shooting for the Hillcats thus far. Left side, Stevens out top of the key. Meredith Scott takes a three, and it's good. So Scott has hit a couple of threes here late in the half. 8 points total for her, 42-27. And now Denise McEnany trying to get a steal at midcourt. Called for a foul. That'll be the first on her. 10th team foul, so two opportunities at the free throw line for Ari Silva, who is already 4 of 4 from there in this first half. Coming into the game, she had only attempted 12 free throws through their first 8 games. This will be her 5th and 6th attempts today. Misses the first. 42-27. Rogers State with the lead over the Northwest women. 3:30 to play in the first half. And Silva will get a second opportunity. That one is on the way and good. So she hit one of the two. 12 points for Silva. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens across midcourt with it. Between the circles. Brings it to the top of the key. Over to the left side for Scott. Now to McEnany. Over to the left again. Scott open for three. It's on the way. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound will go out of bounds in the far corner. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State as Ari Silva let it go. And that will allow the Bearcats to step into full court pressure. 3:15 to play in the first half. The inbound comes to Silva in the backcourt. She brings it up the floor. Northwest looking for an opportunity, maybe at a double team on the left sideline. Silva to the wing, goes on the drive, loses a handle on the dribble, tries to save it inbounds, but hit the baseline with a basketball, so it will go back to Northwest Missouri State. 3:05 to play in the half, 43-27, Rogers State's lead over Northwest. Across midcourt comes Monique Stevens over to the left side for Bay. She's got it on the wing. Now out top of the key for Scott. Inside Matthews. Matthews spins, goes up with the left hand. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Lariel Giles for Rogers State. Outlet ahead to Smith. Now to the left side. The pass through the hands of Silva, picked up by Scott. A two-on-three opportunity. Scott at the top of the key over to the left side. McEnany. Now inside to Matthews. Knocked away from her by Smith. It goes out of bounds underneath. And it goes off of Scott. Off of Matthews, rather. So it will belong to Rogers State. Northwest just can't catch a break in this first half. That, along with the tremendous shooting by Rogers State in the half. And it's a 43-27 lead for the Hillcats over Northwest. Kelby Fritz back in the game, brings it up the floor for Northwest, for Rogers State, works it over to the left side for Jade Hardy. Hardy with it between the circles, over to the right side for Smith. Smith backs it out on the dribble. Stevens right there defensively, now on the crossover to the left side. Goes up with the jumper at the elbow, and it's good for Leah Smith. 12 for Smith. 45-27, Rogers State's lead, 2:09 to play in the first half. Stevens across midcourt to the top of the key for Matthews. On to the left side, Bay. Now back to Stevens. Open from 16. The shot on the way off the back of the rim. The rebound lost out of bounds. Leatherberry fought Giles for the board, and neither of them grabbed a hold of it for the Hillcats. So Northwest Missouri State will inbound it on the baseline right. Stevens steps out to trigger it in. 1:58 to play in the half, and a 45-27 lead for Rogers State. The inbound comes out top of the key for Meredy Scott onto the right side. Stevens back to Scott. Open. A three on the way. Nothing but net. Meredy Scott with her third three of the half. That's 11 for Scott. And it's a 45-30 game. Kelby Fritz with it on the right wing. Leaves it out for Smith. Smith to the top of the key. Leatherberry onto the left side. Hardy. Now back over to Fritz. Right wing. Thought about the three. Takes a dribble. Scott went by on the shot fake. No good. Rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens. Stevens to the left wing, picks up the dribble. Matthews top of the key on the drive, nearly knocked away by Hardy. Matthews picks it up. Now gives it up for Alexis Bay. Top of the key, Nelson. Nelson out to the right wing, Matthews. Skip across to the left, Stevens. 1:15 to play in the half. Stevens with a dribble, now on the pick and roll to Bay. Bay, top of the key, Stevens. Fakes on the three, goes on the drive. The runner in the lane, good for Monique Stevens. 6 for Stevens, 45-32. Northwest trying to trim away at that lead. Now comes over to the right side for Hardy. Hardy on the sideline, dribbling against Nelson, down to the right baseline, finds Giles. Giles brings it up to the wing, under a minute to play in the first half. Out to Kelby Fritz near midcourt. Fritz over to the right side, on the sideline to Smith. Now out to Leatherberry. Over to the left for Hardy on the wing. She checks the clock, 10 on the shot clock. Hardy to the right elbow with the dribble. Over to the left, Fritz. Fritz will try the drive down the lane, throws a pass, throws it away. Nelson comes up with it for Northwest. Cats with another chance to chip away at the lead. Meredith Scott with it on the right side. Over to the left for Nelson, into the corner. Stevens on the drive, tried to go up with the shot, draws the foul, and it's a hard foul as Stevens goes down. She's in some pain, took the shot to the side of the head as she went through the lane along the baseline. She steps up. She took an inadvertent elbow to the mouth earlier in the half as well, so it's been a rough first half physically for Monique Stevens. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Larielle Giles called for her second foul. And Stevens to the line for the first time this afternoon. She's 10 of 16 at the line on the season. First of her two here rattles out. Cats have just struggled from the free throw line in this first half. They are now 1 of 10 at the free throw line. Timber Schekinger checks back in, taking the place of Merity Scott. 26 seconds to play in the first half. 45-32, the lead for Rogers State as the second free throw for Monique Stevens goes. 7 points in the ball game for her, and she'll come out of the lineup as Denise McEnany checks back in for Northwest. Full court pressure from the Cats. Smith takes the inbound. No shot clock here. Rogers State could work for the last shot of the half if they want. Smith still with it in the backcourt. McEnany right there defensively. Smith out near the center circle. 15 to play in the half. Brings it over to the right side. Still out near midcourt. Now drives by McEnany into the paint. Up with the shot from 6. No good. Rebound tip. Matthews out of there with it. 5 to play in the half. Matthews ahead to McEnany. Now to Nelson. 1 on the clock. Half quarter by Nelson. Won't go. And at the end of the first half, Rogers State will hold the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 45-33 is, again, very strong shooting in the first half by Rogers State, getting them out to an early big lead. But as the half went on, Northwest Missouri State was able to chip away at that lead, and it sits right now at 12 here at the half, 45-33, Rogers State's lead. We'll take a timeout, be back with more from Claremore, Oklahoma, after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
We're back in Claremore, Oklahoma. The Northwest Missouri State women trailing Rogers State 45-33 here at the half. We mentioned Rogers State's hot shooting. They only hit one of their last three shots of the half, and that means that they shot 73% for the entire half, and they were at one point at 79% in the half, and that was just a short time ago. Not getting as many shots off late in the half, allowing the Northwest women to kind of start to build a comeback. The biggest lead that we saw for Rogers State was 21 points with just under 6 minutes to play in the first half, and the Northwest women able to chip away at that to bring it down to 12. Very manageable if Rogers State comes down to a normal level of shooting percentage, as they were 16 of 22 in the first half. And like I said, the Northwest women not bad, hitting nearly 50% of their shots, but when the other team is hitting well over 70% most of the half, it is tough to gain a lead or be in the ball game. But if the momentum sticks that Northwest gained at the end of the first half, it will be good news for them, because this is still a winnable ball game for the Cats if Rogers State does cool down from the field just a bit. 45-33, our halftime score. Rogers State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women in our first of two games coming your way on the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. We'll take a timeout, be back with more from Claremore, Oklahoma in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, the Northwest Missouri State women trailing at the half 45-33 to Rogers State. As we mentioned, this is the first of two games on the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. The Northwest Missouri State men, undefeated to this point in the season, will have their last non-conference game before starting conference play coming up in just a bit. They take on York College at Bearcat Arena. John Coffey will have that broadcast for you, and again, we'll go to that game immediately following the conclusion of this game here from Claremore. Both of these teams will begin the MIAA play next week. It is Wednesday, Saturday, MIAA schedule as usual, and that both of those games will be at home and both against newcomers to the MIAA as the Cats open up conference play this year against Lindenwood on Wednesday evening at Bearcat Arena. And then next Saturday, they will both be in action against the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Those two teams new to the MIAA this year, and that's how Northwest Missouri State will open conference play. So a 5:30 tip-off for the women's game on Wednesday evening will be on the air at 5:10 with a pregame show before that on the Bearcat Radio Network. And then next Saturday, it will be another afternoon doubleheader for you at Bearcat Arena, as we will be on the air at 1:10 with the pregame show next Saturday. It's a 1:30 scheduled tip for the women's game against Nebraska-Kearney. And, of course, in both matchups, it will be a doubleheader, women's and men's games, for you on Wednesday and Saturday next week. So that's kind of how it plays out, or how we'll get into MIAA play, as we have seen conference play starting in December here in recent years. And, of course, with the expanded schedule and expanded number of teams in the conference, having to get started early to get a lot of conference games in this year. So, again, at the half of this matchup and non-conference play for the Northwest women, 45-33 the lead for Rogers State. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Claremore, Oklahoma, in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Bye. back in Claremore, Oklahoma. A beautiful day down here in Oklahoma. A bit windy, but of course in basketball season that really doesn't matter with the play inside. We're in the Claremore Expo Center. It's just a short distance from campus from Roger State. Roger State team that will be making the transition into Division II, and they have done some facility improvements, especially on campus here in recent years. Very nice facilities on campus for their athletics. But again, we're just off campus here for this matchup. Roger State in the NAIA ranked 8th coming into action. They were 7-1 coming into today's game for the Northwest Missouri State women, 4-2 overall, after going 1-1 last weekend in the Colorado Christian Classic, with the loss coming in a close game to Colorado Christian on their home floor. But at the half of this matchup, it is a 45-33 game. Roger State with the lead over the Northwest women. We'll take a timeout, come back, and look at some of the stats from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State University's Student Employment and Career Pathing Programs, which have been internationally benchmarked, are now highlighted by the U.S. Department of Education among promising and practical strategies to increase post-secondary success. The index features strategies and programs used at more than 70 colleges, universities, and organizations. Northwest is the only Missouri representative on the USDE's listing.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
We'll look at some of the numbers from the first half of this one. The Roger State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 45-33. For Northwest, coming off the bench, Merity Scott leads the way in scoring. She had 11 points in the first half. She was 4 of 5 from the field, 3 of 4 from three-point range for Northwest to get to her 11 points. 7 points also out of Monique Stevens. Stevens with 3 of 7 shooting in the first half. She was also 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 5 points for Ashley Nelson. 3 points out of the first half for Maggie Martin. She was 1 of 2 at the free throw line as well. 2 points apiece for both Annie Matthews and Timber Schekinger to round out the scoring for the Northwest Missouri State women. On the other side for Roger State, a couple of players with 12 points each to lead the way for them. Ari Silva with 12 points. She also had a couple of assists and a couple of steals in the first half of this one. She was 5 of 6 at the free throw line, hit all three shots that she took in the first half, including going 1 of 1 at the free throw line. 12 points for Leah Smith. Smith, 2 of 2 from three-point range, and she was 5 of 6 from the field in the first half. 8 points in the first half for Kelby Fritz, 3 of 4 from the field, 2 of 3 from outside the arc. Also 5 first half points for Clarissa Cannon. She hit every shot she took, 2 from the field and 1 from the free throw line. 4 first half points for Taylor Jeffs. A couple of points apiece for Adriana Leatherberry and Logan Froese as well. Froese playing in a little bit of foul trouble, hasn't seen a lot of time in this ball game. Just 9 minutes of action in the first half. A look at some of the team numbers. Northwest was 13 of 27 from the field. That's good for 48%. But on the other side, Roger State, 16 of 22 from the field. They shot 73% in the first half. That includes 6 of 8 shooting from outside the arc. Northwest did get 5 threes, but they were 5 of 13 from beyond the arc in the first half. Roger State, 7 of 9 at the free throw line. Northwest just 2 of 11 at the free throw line. There haven't been a lot of rebounds to go around for these two teams. Northwest is out-rebounding Roger State 14-12. And, again, not many to go around, so there aren't many available, but the Cats did out-rebound them by 2 in the first half. A look at some of the other numbers from this one. Roger State scoring 15 points off of 12 Northwest turnovers, 11 turnovers for Roger State, and the Bearcats have turned those into 12 points. 19 points in the paint for Roger State, 12 for Northwest Missouri State. 10 second chance points for the Cats. They did have 7 offensive rebounds. They did not give up an offensive rebound, but again, just 6 shots missed by Roger State in the first half and just 2 from the free throw line. So it all adds up to a lead for Roger State here at the half, 45-33, as both teams have come back out to start warming up for second half action here. But again, a 12-point lead for Roger State. We'll take a timeout and come back. Get ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The halftime report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
And we're back in Claremore, Oklahoma. Both teams warming up for the start of the second half here in Claremore. 45-33, the lead for Roger State over the Northwest Missouri State women. Again, stick with us. The tip-off for the Bearcat men's game is set for 3:30 at Bearcat Arena. And as soon as this one is over with, we'll have just a short break, and then we will get to that Bearcat men's basketball game against York College as they wrap up preparations for the MIAA season here coming up shortly. But again, if you're heading out to Bearcat Arena, that is scheduled to tip off at 3:30. So a jam-packed afternoon of basketball for Northwest Missouri State as we get ready for conference play next Wednesday and Saturday. Doubleheaders at home against Lindenwood and Nebraska Kearney to open up the conference season for the Northwest Missouri State women's and men's basketball teams. Both teams head over to the sideline to have a last chat with their head coaches before getting out for second half action here. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Back in Claremore, some final words from each head coach before sending out their starters for the second half. Logan Froese heading out there for Roger State, along with Ari Silva, Leah Smith, Kelby Fritz, and Adriana Leatherberry rounding out the starters for the second half for Roger State. For Northwest Missouri State, Kember Schechinger, along with Maggie Marnin, Monique Stevens, Ashley Nelson, and Annie Matthews. It'll be Northwest basketball to start the second half as they'll go from left to right here at the Claremore Expo Center. Stevens will take the inbound pass in the backcourt. We're set to get this second half underway. Stevens will work it across midcourt with a dribble picked up by Smith. Now top of the key for Marnin. Marnin over to the right side, Matthews. Matthews holding it above her head, lobs it to Marnin on the give and go. Shot off the glass, good for Maggie Marnin. Good start for Northwest. And it's a 45-35 game. They've cut it to 10. Over to the left side, Leah Smith takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound comes to Ashley Nelson for Northwest. On the break, down the lane, over to the right for Matthews. Matthews with a dribble, kicks it out top of the key, Stevens. Left side for Nelson. She's got it on the wing. Brings it out top, Schechinger. Onto the right side, Matthews. Back up top, Nelson. Goes on the drive, gives it out for Matthews' right wing. She'll bring it to the top of the key with the dribble. Onto the left side, gets it for Stevens. Stevens spins, goes in the lane. The runner in and out won't go. Rebound tip. Marnin down with it. Gives it over for Matthews. 10-footer on the way off the front of the rim. Stevens with a rebound for Northwest. Brings it out to the center circle and sets the offense for the Bearcats. Chance to get the lead to single digits. A minute into the second half. Marnin over to the left side for Nelson. Skip pass across to the right. Schechinger puts up the three. That one in and out won't go. Froese with the rebound for Roger State. Outlet to Silva. Cross court to Smith. She'll bring it to the top of the key. One-handed pass to Fritz. Now to Froese, top of the key. Over to the left side for Silva. She's got it on the wing. Gets a screen from Froese to the top of the key. Now over to the right elbow. Down to the baseline, Leatherberry with a 15-footer. The air ball lost out of bounds as Froese couldn't come up with it. And it will go back to Northwest Missouri State and an early timeout for Roger State. 18:35 to play. It's a 45-35 lead for Roger State. We'll be back to Claremore, Oklahoma in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Claremore, 45-35, Rogers State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. But Northwest getting back into this one. They trailed by 21 points. Just under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Started to chip away at that lead late in the half. Now looks like they are going to try to continue that here at the start of the second. Stevens at the top of the key to the free throw line for Matthews. Out right side, Nelson open, a three on the way. Got it! Ashley Nelson with her second three of the ball game. She's got 8 points, and it's a 45-38 game. Rogers State with the lead in the basketball. Froze top of the key. Over to the left side for Smith. She's got it on the wing. Top of the key for Silva. Nearly taken by Nelson. Silva, though, to open for three. Will knock it down. Second three of the game for Silva. 15 points for her. 48-38, the lead for the Hillcats. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Just over 2 minutes into the second half. Stevens to the free throw line. Marnin now to Matthews. Back to Marnin. She tries to come down with the pass and is knocked to the floor. Foul is called on Kelby Fritz. That'll be the first on Fritz. And Marnin was trying to go up with the basketball, so it'll be a two free throw opportunity for Maggie Marnin. She's one of two at the free throw line so far. That one area where Northwest struggled in the first half, going just 2 of 11 as a team at the free throw line. First of two for Marnin, in and out. 17:50 to play, 48-38 the lead for Rogers State. A second free throw coming up for Marnin. Coming into the game, Marnin was 11 of 12 at the free throw line. She's one of three so far today. Her second free throw here is good. 6 points for Marnin, 48-39. Rogers State with a lead in the basketball. Fritz with a pass ahead on the right side for Silva. Silva dribbles with it on the wing. Bounce pass inside. Gets it to Froze. Out to Leatherberry. Now over to Silva. Silva backs it out. Gets it to Fritz in the corner. Now to the top of the key for Leatherberry. Looks in it. Froze. Gets it to her. Into the right corner for Fritz. Fritz on the baseline. Lobs it in the left corner for Smith. Brings it up to the wing. 6 on the shot clock. Smith has to launch it from 3-point range off the front of the rim. Long rebound to Logan Froze for Rogers State. And now Smith travels with the basketball, trying to fake right and go left with it. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back with an opportunity to cut into the 9-point lead for Rogers State. 17:20 to play here. Monique Stevens will bring it up the floor. She crosses midcourt, calls out the offense. Now top of the key with the dribble over to the left side. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson onto the right side for Schechinger. Into the corner, Matthews. Brings it up to the wing with a dribble. Spires the dribble. Gets rid of it to Stevens, top of the key. Stevens over to the right wing. 8 on the shot clock. She goes on the drive up with the runner. Won't go. Rebound tip. Goes out of bounds and will belong to Rogers State. Off of Annie Matthews. 48-39, Roger State's lead over the Northwest women as they wait for Logan Froze to get her shoe tied here. She'll be the 1-2 inbound for the Hillcats. 16:53 to play. A long inbound comes ahead to Smith in the front court as Monique Stevens was applying pressure to Kelby Fritz in the backcourt. On the right side, Smith with it. Gets a screen from Froze to the free throw line. 15-footer, no good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. She'll give it for Stevens, who pushes it up the floor across the timeline right to the wing. Top of the key for Matthews. Now out to Nelson. Nelson over to the left side, down the lane, up with the runner. No good. Rebound on the baseline. Silva throws a pass ahead that's tipped, but Smith will pick it up one-on-one with Stevens. Goes around Stevens. A wild shot won't go. Rebound for Timber Schechinger. Now Northwest quickly the other way as Stevens brings it across the timeline to the right wing. Looking inside, nothing there to Matthews, top of the key, onto the left side for Nelson. Skips it to the right for Schechinger. Into the corner, Stevens. Stevens with one dribble, brings it back up to Matthews, over to the left. Nelson, open to three on the way, got it! Nelson rattles that one down, the third three of the game for Ashley Nelson, her second in this second half. It's a 6-point game. Rogers State loses a handle on it. Drive down the left side of the lane by Silva. She has the basketball go off of her leg and out of bounds. And the Bearcats with a chance to cut into the 6-point lead with 15:56 to play. Timeout, Rogers State. 48-42, the lead for Roger State over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, Matt Gorder along with you, 48-42, Rogers State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. The Bearcat women have been fighting their way back here. Trail by 21 with 6 minutes to play in the first half and have cut that down to six. Northwest will also have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Monique Stevens will bring it across midcourt. Picked up by Rissian Walker and a pass to the right side. Kelby Fritz commits the foul against Ashley Nelson. That'll be the second on Fritz. It's the second team foul against Rogers State in the second half. Merity Scott will inbound for Northwest in front of her own bench. About the free throw line extended. Scott gets it out top of the key for Marnin. On to the left side, Matthews. Into the corner, it goes for Stevens. Top of the key, Nelson open. Another three on the way, and an offensive foul call. She missed the shot. A illegal screen called against Annie Matthews away from the ball. That is the second on Matthews. The first against Northwest in this second half with 15:41 to play. It's a 48-42 game. Roger State with the lead in the basketball. Walker across the timeline to the right side for Silva. Silva to the top of the key for Froze. On to the left side, Fritz on the wing. Brings it top of the key with the dribble. Nearly lost it, but gets it over to Walker on the left. Into Froze. Froze with the spin move. Up with the shot. Good in the paint for Logan Froze. 4 points for Logan Froze. 50-42, the lead for Rogers State. Northwest with it. Over to the left side, Stevens on the dribble. Double team. Gets it ready to Nelson. Nelson to the top of the key for Scott. Scott back over to Nelson on the left side. Nelson will go on the drive through a double team. Runner in the paint, too strong. Rebound tipped by Marnin. She comes down with it. Follow off the glass, no. Silva will get it for Rogers State. She'll bring it up the floor for the Hillcats. Inside 15 minutes to play. Over to the left side for Fritz on the wing. Looks in it, Froze, not there. It swings around to Walker on the right side. She's got it on the wing, down to the baseline. Up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim. Froze loses the rebound, but it's picked up by Walker right side. She'll bring it out between the circles. Guarded by Stevens. On to the left side for Fritz. Fritz dribbles with it on the wing to the top of the key for Froze. She takes a dribble and a 15-footer. That one no good, but Froze knocked to the floor by Maggie Marnin. And Marnin will be called for her third foul. It's the second against Northwest in this second half. And are they going to call? Nope, it's going to be on the floor well after the shot. So an inbound coming on the baseline left. Timber Schechinger will check back into the Bearcat lineup, taking the place of Ashley Nelson. It looks like Kelby Fritz had to get a contact fixed. Alexis Bay comes in for Northwest, takes the place of Maggie Marnin. Inbound will come from Rissian Walker on the baseline left. Underneath her own bucket. Still looking, and gets it in for Fritz in the left corner. One dribble and a 10-footer on the way. No good. Rebound tipped away from Schechinger, but Alexis Bay comes up with it for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens. 14:20 to play. Into the right corner for Merity Scott. Scott started a drive, cut off. That was Stevens, top of the key. Stevens holding on to it. Goes down the lane. Tries to get a pass over to Alexis Bay. Draws the foul. So Northwest will inbound on the baseline left. Brissian Walker called for her second. Third team foul. It's a 50-42 game. Rogers State with the lead over the Northwest women. Schechinger with the inbound to the left corner for Scott. Back to Schechinger. Brings it up to Scott on the left wing. Top of the key for Bay. On to the right side. A three on the way from Stevens. No good. Rebound on the backside for Walker. Walker brings it up the floor with the dribble. To the right elbow. Down the lane. Expires the dribble. Gets rid of it out to the right side for Silva. Silva with a crossover. The drive into the paint. Loses the handle on it. And Alexis Bay will pick it up. Ahead to Stevens. Touch pass to Scott. Scott one-on-one with Fritz. Ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest on the baseline right with 13:46 to go. An 8-point game, Roger State with a lead. A timeout for the Hillcats with 13:46 to go. We will be back to Claremore, Oklahoma in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Four high school student-athletes have announced their intentions during the early signing period to join the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Paige Org of Norfolk, Nebraska, Cassidy Lee of Kearney, Missouri, Bailey Scarborough of Maryville, and Tori Blythe of Maysville, Missouri. Org is a three-time All-State selection in Nebraska. Lee is a three-time All-Conference and All-District pick. Scarborough is a two-time All-State and three-time All-District selection. And Blythe is a four-time All-Conference and All-State athlete. The four student-athletes will join the Bearcats softball program for the 2014 season. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, Northwest with a quick shot from the right corner. Timber Schechinger can't get the three to go down. And Rogers State up with the basketball. 50-42, the lead for the Hillcats. 13:35 to play. Kelby Fritz with it between the circles. Dribbles with it out near midcourt and sets the offense for Rogers State. After shooting 73% in the first half, they're just two of their first nine in this second half. And now a pass to the right side as the pass comes to Clarissa Cannon. She is called for the travel. That gives it back to Northwest Missouri State with 13:19 to play. Already four turnovers in the early part of this second half for Rogers State. At just 11 in the first half. 8-point lead for Rogers State. Stevens to the free throw line for Matthews. Into the right corner, Schechinger up to Stevens. She goes on the drive. Bounce pass over to the left. Shot off the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. 4 points for Matthews. Back to a 6-point game. Rogers State with the lead in the basketball. Walker on the left side brings it out between the circles. Now on to the right to Silva near the sideline. Top of the key. Gets the pass for Cannon. Cannon up with a 16-footer, and it's good for Clarissa Cannon. 7 points in the ball game for her. 52-44. Rogers State with the lead. Now a steal in the backcourt. Walker gets it away from Monique Stevens. Now with one on two, hands it down the lane. Giles running the lane, takes the pass, but travels with the basketball and gives it right back to Northwest Missouri State. Logan Froese checks back in along with Adriana Leatherberry. And Northwest will have the ball with 12:36 to go, an 8-point game. Rogers State with the lead. Don't forget, Bearcat men's basketball comes your way right at the conclusion of this one here from Claremore. Stevens dribbles over to the right side, and a bump foul going to be called by Adriana Leatherberry. That'll be the second on her. Fourth team foul against Rogers State, and Northwest will inbound in front of their own bench. Schechinger steps out to trigger it in for the Cats. Gets it into the right corner for Scott. Scott looking in at Alexis Bay. Instead has to go out to Stevens between the circles. Stevens with one dribble. Gets it out of the right wing. Scott with it there. Down to Bay on the block. Out top of the key. Schechinger takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Kelby Fritz. Long pass ahead for Walker. Walker with a layup on the right side. No good. Schechinger tips the rebound, but Walker comes up with it. She's the only one of Rogers State among four Bearcats and comes out of there with the board. Fritz takes it now out between the circles. Backs it out near midcourt. Rogers State looking to get more into the half-court offense. Over to the right side for Silva. Now top of the key froze. On to the left for Walker. 11:45 to play. Walker with 10 on the shot clock to the top of the key. To the left side for Froese. Froese checks the clock. Brings it up to Silva. Knocked away from her. Stevens gets the steal. She'll have an open layup on the left side. And Monique Stevens knocks it down. That's 9 for Stevens. And it's a 52-46 game. Rogers State with a lead in the basketball. 11:25 to go. Walker walks it across timeline. Picked up by Stevens. Dribbles with it between the circles. Over to the left side for Silva. Silva to the top of the key for Froes. On to the right wing, Fritz. Gets a screen from Froes. But Scott stays right there defensively. Walker with it on the right side. To the free throw line, Leatherberry underneath to Froes. But a push-off called on Annie Matthews as Froes took that pass. That's the third on Matthews. Third team foul against Northwest as well. And Ashley Nelson back into the Northwest Missouri State lineup. Leah Smith checks back in for Rogers State. Inbound on the baseline right for Rogers State. Walker into Smith. Quick jumper by her off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Bay. Smith comes out of there with it. Over to the left side for Froes. Down to the baseline. Now double team. Spins. Kicks it out. Top. Silva takes the three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound Leatherberry. Her follow no, but she draws a foul. And will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Rogers State. Foul goes on Monique Stevens. That is her first. Fourth against Northwest. And Leatherberry to the free throw line for the first time this afternoon. She's 8 of 16 from there on the season. First of the two attempts for Leatherberry is good. She's got 3 points. Makes it a 53-46 game. Rogers State with the lead. 10:50 to play. Bearcat men's basketball comes your way next as they face York College at Bearcat Arena. Coming up at the bottom of the hour. Second free throw good for Leatherberry. 4 points for her. Northwest at six right now, the magic number. They can't quite get inside six so far, but they have done a good job to trim away at that lead. 54-46 the lead for the Hillcats. Over to the right side, Alexis Bay. Bay to the top of the key for Stevens. Stevens on to the right side. Merity Scott takes a three. Got it! Scott from the right wing, her fourth three of the ball game. 14 points for Scott, and it's a five-point game. Rogers State with the lead in the basketball. 10:25 to play. Right side Smith, top of the key, Froes. On to the left side on the wing. Gets it to Walker. Walker looks in it, Froes. The ball tipped away by Bay, picked up by Schechinger. To Stevens. Stevens across midcourt. Walker knocks it away and then knocks Stevens to the floor. And Rissianne Walker will be called for her third. 15 foul. So Northwest will inbound in front of the scorer's table with 10:11 to play. It's a 54-49 game. Rogers State leads by 5, but again, they have led by as much as 21 in this game. Cats have chipped away at that lead. Stevens goes to the right side for Bay. And now a whistle away from the ball. And the clock did not start. So Northwest will inbound once again. And they're going to drop a couple of seconds off of both the game and shot clocks here before the inbound. 10:09 to go. 54-49, the lead for Rogers State. But Northwest with the basketball. Monique Stevens out between the circles, guarded by Walker. Dribbles over to the left side on the wing, hands it for Merity Scott. Scott to the top of the key, onto the right, left open, takes a three. Good! Merity Scott knocks down a couple of threes and back-to-back trips down the floor. 17 for Scott. It's a two-point game. 54-52, Rogers State with a lead in the basketball. Now Bay knocks away a pass inside. Silva trying to pick it up is knocked to the floor by Ashley Nelson. That'll be the second on Nelson. Fifth team foul. An inbound for Rogers State as Ashley Thayer checks into the Northwest Missouri State lineup. Monique Stevens will get a breather. Kelby Fritz back on for Rogers State. Takes the place of Rissianne Walker. 9:46 to go. 54-52, Rogers State with the lead. Northwest Bearcats had a lead early in the ball game. Like I said, Rogers State built up a 21-point lead in the first half. Over to the left side, Fritz with it on the wing. Guarded by Thayer. Brings it out between the circles. Now goes on the drive. Tries to get a pass into Froes and draws the foul. This one will go against Ashley Thayer. That'll be the third on Thayer. Sixth team foul, so an inbound for Rogers State before they go into the bonus. Now the official chatting with Alexis Bay and Logan Froes. Those two have been going pretty hard at it on the block, trying to fight for position. Fritz steps out to inbound. A two-point game, Rogers State with the lead. Fritz lobs the inbound to Smith in the lane. Down the right side, up with a shot, too strong with a shot, rebound tipped to Schechinger, and the Bearcats with a chance to tie or take the lead. 9:28 to go. Thayer with it on the right side. She'll bring it out middle of the floor between the circles. Crosses over, brings it back right on the wing for Nelson. Nelson with a couple of dribbles. Hands it for Scott. Another three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Froes. Outlet ahead to Silva, left side. Silva one-on-one with Nelson. Bounce pass over to Fritz, right side. Getting back at Alexis Bay, commits the foul. Kelby Fritz will go to the free throw line for Rogers State. That'll be the second on Bay. seventh team foul against Northwest, and Maggie Marnin will check back into the Northwest lineup after Fritz takes the first of her two free throw attempts. All eight of Kelby Fritz's points came back in the first half. Her first free throw here is good. Fritz, a transfer into the program from Missouri Southern, so she's played against Northwest Missouri State before. The only one on the Rogers State roster that has that designation. And Fritz will have a second free throw. 9:08 to go, 55-52 the lead for Rogers State. Second free throw for Fritz is good, so she hits both. 10 points for her, and it's back to a four-point lead for Rogers State. Northwest Missouri State with it. There will bring it up the floor. She crosses the timeline, brings it over to the right side. Lob pass in for Marnin. Double team comes across. The ball knocked away by Leatherberry. It goes out of bounds. And an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. Clarissa Cannon back into the ball game for Rogers State, taking the place of Leatherberry. And now Annie Matthews checks in to take the place of Timber Schechinger. Thayer to inbound for Northwest. It's tried to go over to the left side for Annie Matthews. It's taken away by Cannon, who lands on the baseline holding the basketball. So another inbound for Northwest, this time on the baseline left. Thayer steps out to inbound it. Now two officials are chatting here. And I think they're talking about the shot clock. They'll reset the shot clock. That'll give Northwest 13 more seconds to work with. The inbound for Thayer on the baseline left. Still looking. Bounce pass into Marnin in the left corner. Gets it to Matthews at the high post. Now hands it to Thayer. She brings it out between the circles. Over to the right, Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Up with the runner. This one short. Rebound fought for and a foul against Northwest. This one goes against Maggie Marnin, and that'll be the fourth on Marnin. Eighth team foul, so a one-and-one opportunity. And this will send Clarissa Cannon to the free throw line for that one-and-one. Alexis Bay off the bench, set to check back in for Northwest. As Marnin will have to sit with her fourth foul. 8:44 to go, 56-52 Rogers State's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Cannon to the line, one of one from there. She had a three-point play the old-fashioned way early on in the game. And her free throw here is good, so she'll get a second opportunity on this trip. 8 points in the ball game for Clarissa Cannon. Bearcat men's basketball comes your way immediately after the conclusion of this one here in Claremore. The men will tip off at 3:30 against York College at home. Second free throw good for Cannon. 9 points for her. Back to a six-point lead for Rogers State. Northwest Missouri State with it. 8:38 to go. Right side there with it on the wing. Tries to go to Scott. Top of the key. It's tipped by Fritz, and it goes off the foot of Silva. Fritz tried to chase it down but couldn't catch up to it before it goes out of bounds. So the ball goes back to Northwest with 8:31 to go. Thayer will take the inbound. The Cats will have 18 seconds to work with on the shot clock. So they get the floor wiped up where Kelby Fritz dove for the basketball. They have to come out a little further to get it all cleaned up. And now they've got it, and we're set to get back to action. 8:31 to go, 58-52, the lead for Rogers State. Rogers State with just 13 points in the second half so far after scoring 45 in the first. Now on the left side, Alexis Bay hands it for Nelson down to the baseline. Up with the runner, no good. Rebound tip, Matthews up with it, and she'll hit the follow on the right side. Annie Matthews with 6 points. It's a four-point game. Rogers State with the lead in the basketball. Fritz met at midcourt by Thayer. Brings it over to the right side for Silva. Silva to the top of the key with the dribble. On to the left for Smith. She holds on to it on the wing. 8 minutes to play. Now dribbles it off of her foot. Chases it down near the sideline. Meredith Scott out there defensively. 10 on the shot clock. Smith calls out the offense. Now goes on the drive. Up with the runner. No good. Rebound for Cannon inside. The ball knocked away as she tries to go up with a follow. She draws the foul, and Clarissa Cannon goes back to the free throw line to shoot two. Alexis Bay called for her third.
Alexis Bay picks up her
two opportunities for Cannon. She's perfect at the line so far, a 3 of 3. 58-54, Rogers State's lead with 7:48 to play. First free throw for Cannon is good. 10 points now for Clarissa Cannon. Bearcat men's basketball coming your way at the conclusion of this one. Here on the Bearcat Radio Network, second free throw is good for Cannon, so she hits both, 11 for her, And back into the ball game for Rogers State is Lariel Giles. Logan Froese gets a breather for the Hillcats. Northwest Missouri State with it, down by six. Across midcourt comes Ashley Fair, gets a screen from Bay. Into the right corner with a dribble. Top of the key, Nelson steps back, takes a three. Good for Ashley Nelson. 4-3 of the game for Nelson. 14 points for her, and it's a three-point game. Roger State with a lead in the ball, a drive on the right side. Smith goes up with the shot and draws another Northwest foul. This one on Merity Scott, and that'll be the third on Scott. Two opportunities now for Leah Smith. First two free throws of the game for Smith. She's 25 of 28 on the season. First free throw is good. 13 for Smith. She averages 11 of the game. She's the leading scorer for this Rogers State team. Second opportunity coming up for Smith. And that one is good. So she gets both. 14 points for Leah Smith, and it's a 62-57 game. Rogers State with the lead, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Over to the right side, on the wing is Nelson. On the pick and roll to Bay. Bay up with the reverse layup, no good, but she draws the foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. This one on Lariel Giles, that is the third on Giles. 16 foul against Rogers State. And Bay to the line where she is 0 of 1 in the ball game, 8 of 17 on the season. Senior out of Lenexa looking for her first point of the game. First free throw, good. Nothing but net for Alexis Bay. She'll get a second opportunity. 7:15 to go, 62-58. Rogers State with the lead over the Northwest women. Second free throw for Bay. Good. So she hits both on this trip. 2 points for Bay. And it's a 62-59 game. Rogers State with a lead in the basketball. Silva across midcourt. Over to the left wing. Out top of the key. Cannon tried to go inside. Tipped by Matthews and picked up by Bay. Hands it for Nelson. Chance to tie for Northwest. Nelson at the left elbow. Gets it out to Thayer between the circles. Thayer with the head and shoulder fake. Now the bounce pass to the high post. Matthews over to the left side. Thayer with it on the wing. And the shot from the left side, good for Annie Matthews as she took the pass inside. 8 points for Matthews, and it's a one-point game. 62-61, Rogers State with the lead in the basketball. Kelby Fritz across midcourt. Works it over to the left side, gets it to Smith. Smith down to the baseline. Out to the top of the key for Fritz. Fritz looks inside, gets a screen, now lobs it down low for Cannon, Giles. Giles up with a shot that is knocked away off of Giles and out of bounds, and the Bearcat women will have a chance to take the lead. They were down by 21 in the first half. That was with just under 6 minutes to play in the half. Slowly but surely, they have chipped away at that lead and now have a chance to regain the lead with 6:15 to play. Thayer to the right side on the wing for Bay. Over to Thayer on the left wing. Thayer looks inside, gets it there. Shot up and good for Alexis Bay, and the Bearcats lead it. 4 points for Bay, and it's a 63-62 lead for the Northwest women. Timeout, Rogers State. 6 minutes to play here in Claremore, and we'll be back to the Claremore Expo Center in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, Roger State with the basketball. Northwest Missouri State women up by one, 63-62, 5:54 to play. Smith with it out near midcourt. Works it over to the left side for Silva. Top of the key for Logan Froese. Froese to the right for Fritz. She bobbles the ball, chases it down between the circles. Dribbles with it on the right wing. Guarded by Ashley Thayer. Gets a screen from Froese. To her on the pick and roll. In the right corner, Smith takes a three. No good. Rebound tipped away from Nelson and out of bounds on the baseline. Off of Silva, and the Northwest Missouri State women will have it. Again, the Bearcats trailed by 21 in the first half. 5:34 to play here, and they're up by one. 63-62. Ashley Thayer across midcourt on the dribble. To the top of the key, now over to the right side on the wing. Down toward the corner, expires the dribble, brings it out top for Nelson. Back over to the right, Thayer. She's got it in the corner. With the high post for Bay. Bay on the drive, down the left side of the lane, up with the shot, no good. Rebound, Leatherberry for Rogers State. Ahead to Smith on the break. A 2-on-3. Smith into the lane. Underhanded layup, no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Bay. Out to Merritt E. Scott. Scott will slow the pace a bit, get it to Thayer, and she'll set the offense for the Northwest Missouri State women. They're up by one, 63-62, inside five to play. Left side, Thayer dribbles with it to the wing. Now to Scott, top of the key, open, a three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Long rebound out of bounds into the Bearcat bench. Rogers State will have it. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Checking in for the Bearcats, number 23, Stevens.
Monique Stevens back on the floor for the Northwest women. It's a 63-62 lead for the Bearcats over Rogers State. Rogers State with the basketball on the left wing. Silva with the crossover goes down the lane. Ball knocked out of bounds. Stevens got a hand on it. It will belong to Rogers State with 4:35 to go. Fritz will inbound on the baseline left. 18 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Fritz over to the right side. Silva puts up a three. That one's off the back of the rim. The rebound's hit by Leatherberry, and it's picked up by Stevens. Up the right side of the floor across midcourt. Stevens brings it to the top of the key. Onto the left side for Nelson. Drive down to the baseline. Nelson up with the runner. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Logan Froese for Rogers State. Both of these teams have cooled off a bit from the field. 4:15 to go. Northwest Missouri State up by one. Froese fires a pass under to Leatherberry, who hits the layup on the right side. That's six for Adriana Leatherberry. And Rogers State back up by one, 64-63. 4 minutes to play. Monique Stevens across the timeline with a dribble. Picked up by Fritz between the circles to Matthews on the right side. Out on the perimeter, she spins with it to Stevens, top of the key. Shot fake for her, one dribble. Now to the right wing, Nelson on the drive to Stevens, left wing. A three on the way, that's too strong. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Leatherberry for Rogers State. Silva will take the outlet and bring it up the floor to the left wing. Out to Smith, top of the key, Leatherberry. Lob down for Froese. Froese with a dribble, goes up with the shot, no good. Rebound for Alexis Bay. Outlet goes to Stevens, spins away from Fritz, who tried to get the steal. Stevens down the left side of the lane, bounce pass down low for Matthews, tipped out of her hand. She has to try to save it in bounds and overthrows Merritt E. Scott. It goes out on the sideline, and Rogers State will have it as we've got a timeout. 3:22 to go, 64-63, Rogers State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, 64-63, Rogers State with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 3:22 to play. Rogers State shot 73% in the first half. They are shooting 19% in this second half, just 4 of 21. Rogers State ball out of the timeout. Fritz to the free throw line, up with the runner. It's no good. Stevens with a rebound for Northwest. Bearcats with a chance to regain the lead with just over 3 minutes to play. Stevens across midcourt with it between the circles. Over to the left side for Nelson on the wing. Nelson gets a screen from Marnin to the top of the key. Gets it to her on the pick and roll. Marnin up with the shot. Good off the glass for Maggie Marnin. That's 8 for Marnin. She's been in some foul trouble today, but a big bucket there. Down the right side, Silva up with the shot. Good high off the glass for Ari Silva. 17 for Silva, 66-65. The lead for Rogers State with 2:40 to go. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Stevens between the circles. Over to the right side on the wing for Scott. Guarded by Smith. Gets a pick at the top of the key. Brings it back to the right. Now inside for Matthews. Matthews squares. Dribbles out to the right wing to Nelson between the circles. 10 on the shot clock as it goes to Stevens. A lob into Marnin. Marnin up with the shot off the front of the rim. Rose with a rebound. Knocked away from her, but she'll pick it back up for Rogers State. Silva takes the outlet. Brings it up the floor on the left side. 2:10 to go. 66-65. Rogers State's lead. Fritz with it at the top of the key. She'll bring it over to the right side for the Hillcats. Bounce pass into Froze. No look pass to Fritz. Reverse layup off the front of the rim. Rebound for Matthews. Outlet goes to Stevens. Cross midcourt with it for Northwest. Started a drive. Now stops. Backs it out top of the key. Gives it up for Nelson. Nelson thought about the long three. Instead puts it on the floor. We'll give it up for Stevens. And she'll set the offense for Northwest. On to the right side for Matthews. To Stevens. Left wing. Down to the baseline on the drive. Up with the runner. Couldn't get it to go, but Monique Stevens draws a foul. We'll have a chance to give the Cats a lead from the free throw line. Foul against Logan Froze is her third, seventh team foul. And with 1:39 to go, Monique Stevens to the free throw line to shoot two. Bearcat men's basketball coming your way just after the conclusion of this one as they just tipped off against York College. First free throw good for Monique Stevens. 10 for Stevens, ties the game at 66, 1:39 to play. Second one for Stevens, also good. So Northwest back up by one. Timber Schechinger back into the Bearcat lineup. Ashley Nelson comes to the sideline, and we've got another timeout. Rogers State calls the timeout with 1:39 to go, 67-66. Northwest Missouri State's lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in Claremore, Oklahoma, Matt Gorder along with you. John Coffey standing by at Bearcat Arena. He'll bring you the rest of the broadcast of the York College Northwest Missouri State men's game that tipped off just a few moments ago. He'll have that game for you here on the Bearcat Radio Network just after the conclusion of this game here between Northwest Missouri State and Rogers State. The Bearcat women got down by 21 points with just under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Closed out the half strong and chipped away at that lead. At halftime, only trailed by 12. And then in this second half, it's been all Northwest Missouri State. For the game, the Bearcats shooting just over 40%, as is Rogers State, but Rogers State shooting around the 20% mark most of the second half after shooting nearly 73% in the first. It'll be Rogers State basketball coming out of the timeout. Full court pressure from Northwest. 1:39 to go, a one-point lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Kelby Fritz takes the inbound as she works against Monique Stevens. Fritz dribbling with it in the backcourt. Stevens stays right there defensively. Now across the timeline. Fritz over to the left side. Gets it on the wing for Smith. Smith down low, froze on the drive, up with a shot, got it to go. Logan froze with 6 points, and it's a 68-67 lead for Rogers State. 1:18 to go, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens to the right side for Marnin, on to Stevens on the left wing. Started down to the baseline, now into Schechinger posting up, out to Stevens, left wing, fakes on the three, goes on the drive, runner in the lane, good for Monique Stevens. 13 for Stevens, 69-68 Northwest, a minute to play. Silva at midcourt, double team, gets it over to Fritz on the right side, on the wing. Now to Silva. Silva between the circles, to the left side for Smith. Gets a screen, down to the baseline, on the drive, the runner, no good, and an offensive foul called on Leah Smith. Monique Stevens takes a charge for the third time in this ballgame for Northwest. That's the first on Smith, eighth team foul. And with 49 seconds to go, Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg will take a timeout. He's got one timeout left. Rogers State is out of timeouts. 69-68, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women with 49 seconds to play here. Again, Bearcat men's basketball coming your way shortly, coming your way in 49 seconds of game time. We'll have just a couple of minutes after this one ends here in Claremore, Oklahoma, before we get it to John Coffey at Bearcat Arena for the Northwest men's game against York College. Both Bearcat teams with their last non-conference games before they start conference play. That happens on Wednesday at Bearcat Arena against Lindenwood. So we'll have conference play coming your way next Wednesday and Saturday along the Bearcat Radio Network. But the Northwest women have seen this game go back and forth over the last 8 minutes or so of this game. They've been chipping away at a 21-point lead for a very long time, but they took their time. And in the pregame interview with head coach Mark Kellogg, you heard him mention if they were in a close game, he wanted to see if this team would step up, provide some leadership, and make the plays down the stretch that they need to make to win. And that's what they're going to have a chance to do here. Under a minute to play, leading 69-68. They have made a few plays so far, but need to close the game out with 49 seconds on the clock. The Northwest women will have the basketball against full court pressure from Rogers State. The inbound will come from Annie Matthews. She'll have to remain stationary on the inbound pass. Gets it into Monique Stevens. Stevens up the right side. Now stops in the backcourt. Kelby Fritz there defensively. Now backs up. We'll have to get a shot off as she brings it across the timeline, trying to get by Fritz. Now to the high post for Matthews. Matthews skips it over to the left side for Stevens. Stevens with it on the wing. Top of the key for Scott. On to the right side, Schechinger. Schechinger with the dribble. 8 on the shot clock. Top of the key for Matthews. Now to Stevens. Stevens on the wing with it. 4 on the shot clock. Gets a screen to the right elbow. 15-footer. Rattles out. Rebound. Marnin. The follow is good off the glass for Maggie Marnin. Timeout for Northwest. That'll be the last timeout for the Bearcats. They lead it 71-68 with 16.6 seconds to go. So with Marnin hitting that shot down low, that means that on this possession, the worst that could happen is a tie ball game with a three-pointer from Rogers State. But Rogers State, after shooting so well in the first half, has struggled from the field in this second half. In the first half of the ball game, Rogers State only missed 6 shots. And they have been shooting right around the 20% mark in this second half. So it's been a tale of two halves offensively for Rogers State, and the Northwest women have taken advantage. They've kind of stayed even keel as the game has gone on in terms of shooting about the same in this second half as they did in the first half. That's been between 40 and 50% through most of the game, and it has helped them erase a 21-point deficit to lead it by 3 with 16.6 seconds to go. 71-68, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Rogers State. Both teams now out of timeouts here at the tail end of what could be regulation. There is the potential for overtime, but Rogers State going to have to look to a three-pointer here. It'll be interesting to see if they wait until the clock runs down or if they try to get a three early on in the possession just in case they need to get a rebound on a miss. Most likely we'll see Northwest in some sort of full court pressure, at least to force them to use some time after the inbound. won't want to take any chances of committing any fouls on a two-point shot here as well if you're Northwest Missouri State. Cats are into full court pressure. Kelby Fritz takes the inbound in the backcourt. Monique Stevens there defensively. Fritz brings it across midcourt to the top of the key. Over to the left side for Smith. Under 10 to go. Over to the right side, Silva. Silva between the circles, guarded by Scott at the top of the key. 5 on the clock. Now to the right corner. Smith takes a pass. Shot over Schechinger. No good. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Stevens, and the Northwest women will win it. 71-68, the final score. The Northwest women come back from 21 points down to get a victory this afternoon here at Rogers State in what Coach Mark Kellogg said would be the best opponent that they have faced so far this year. So the Bearcat women move to 5-2 on the year for Rogers State. They fall to 7-2. And again, as I mentioned, the Northwest Missouri State men already underway at Bearcat Arena against York College. We'll head to John Coffey and the rest of the broadcast of that ball game for you in 3 minutes. We're back in 3 minutes with Bearcat men's basketball. So long from Rogers State.